601, Unit 1, Recording 1.2. Communicating with body language, facial expressions, and eye contact. There are many ways that we communicate with one another and the world around us. Communication can be verbal, nonverbal, visual, and written. Communication may be formal or informal depending on your situation. Body language, facial expressions, and eye contact are really important for effective communication. Your body language, facial expressions, and eye contact can make you seem friendly or unapproachable simply by how you present yourself physically. Let's take a look at the different ways that these three things can impact communication. So, body language is the way in which we pose our bodies, and it can send nonverbal messages to those around us, especially during a conversation with someone. Your body language can reflect your attitude while talking with somebody too. For example, if you have your arms crossed tight in front of your chest and an unpleasant look on your face, it may signal to the person you are talking with that you are not very happy. Body language might cause a misunderstanding if a person is nervous or unsure while having a conversation with someone new. It's easy to get nervous and cross your arms or use your hands a lot while you are uncomfortable. It's important to think about how you are positioning your body when you are talking with others, because you might be sending a message without ever realizing it. Now, let's think about how we use our faces when we talk with other people. Facial expressions are the different reactions that you make with your face that can also send messages to those around us. We know that smiles, for example, tend to be a friendly gesture, while a frown or a scowl are usually not so friendly. Or if someone has raised eyebrows in a conversation, they might appear to be surprised or confused. Sometimes people make facial expressions while talking with other people without even noticing that they are doing so. It's critical to pay attention to your facial expressions, especially if you are having an important conversation with someone. Finally, eye contact. Or looking someone in the eye is important in face-to-face conversations too. In the United States, it's seen as respectful to maintain eye contact when talking with someone. When you speak with someone, it's important to look them in the eye and show them that you are paying attention to what they're saying. However, there is a difference between eye contact and staring. While conversing, you want to look at the person directly in the eyes periodically, but also look off from time to time as to not stare directly at them the entire time. Avoiding eye contact with someone during a conversation can be seen as shyness, disrespect, or even avoidance. Overall, paying closer attention to your body language, facial expressions, and eye contact can help you have more dynamic conversations and better communication with others. You can use different physical gestures and facial expressions to help get your point across in a conversation, and maintaining good eye contact is to keep the attention of the person that you are talking with. The way you use body language, facial expressions, and eye contact ultimately have an impact on your communication with other people.